Kempire is brought to you by
New York City. We are coming back for an all-new show for Pride Month. June 21st, we'll be back at the Green Room 42 for all hot topics, reality television, and so much more. Join us for the Kempire After Dark tour. And if you are in Boston, we'll be there on May 30th. On July 11th, we'll be in Nashville. July 12th, we'll be back in Atlanta. And then we'll be in Seattle on August 30th. For more information on the Kempire After Dark tour, be sure to check out the description of the episode. And I can't wait to meet each and every one of you. We have a lot of things to get into.
You're listening to Kempire on the Kempire Radio Network.
Tamar Braxton is so damn messy. And just when I thought that Tamar has grown, evolved, and I know I say this every time we cover a new story when it comes to Tamar Braxton.
All right, girl.
However, she continuously reminds me that Tamar has not changed. Well, Tamar, in a recent interview with our friends over at We Sound Crazy podcast, talks about Beyonce doing this country album and talks about how she loves the fact that we're seeing all these black artists doing country, but there's certain people that should never do it. We will get into that. She also is talking about being asked to be on The Real Housewives of Atlanta. Welcome back to the Kempire Channel, your number one source for pop culture news and music, entertainment, reality TV, and so much more. As always, be sure to like this video, subscribe to the channel, and hit that notification bell so you never miss out on breaking news when we go live or when we upload. All right, before we get into the K. Michelle and the Tamar Braxton situation, we have to talk about Real Housewives of Atlanta. So you may have seen that Phaedra Parks was on the red carpet for an event, and she talked about they already started filming for Married to Medicine, and like a couple of days ago, and the possibility of her making an appearance on Real Housewives of Atlanta, she did not shut the door on it. She almost alluded that maybe you'll see her. Ooh.
You just wrapped your first season on Married to Medicine. What was the takeaway for you from that crew?
What they are really very different from the housewives because they're professional women, but they have really strong relationships and true friendships. So it was a good time, and we actually started taping 2 days ago.
Okay, yes. So we're back for more.
We're back for more.
Okay, so that puts rumors to rest that you might snatch your peach back up.
I don't know if that puts all the rumors to rest, you know, because I'm a multifaceted type of girl.
Well, we know the network loves you, so having you on more than one show is probably a good thing. What do you make of Porsche's return? People want a frickin' frack reunion.
Oh, I love Porsche, and, you know, we've been talking. And, you know, hopefully we can work something out. But, you know, Porsche's my girl, so I'm really excited for her.
What do you think of them kind of recentering around the duo that is Porsche and Kenya for this next chapter?
Interesting. Interesting. I mean, but we'll see how that works. We'll see. I mean, it's interesting.
A lot of people did think that a certain someone announcing her exit from the show would mean you could finally walk back through that door.
I never think anything's based on a certain person. I think the door has always been somewhat open. I mean, but I want to do what's best for me and my family. And so, you know, it's got to be the right opportunity, and it's got to be with the right castmates.
Oh, whatever. Okay. But a lot of people have been waiting on some sort of update when it comes to the Real Housewives of Atlanta. I told you guys, I heard some tea that Eric Fuller is not a part of this new season as the showrunner. He's basically here in New York City helping produce Real Housewives of New York. And all of you said, hooray! I also hear he's not going to be helping with Real Housewives of Potomac either. And what's going on there? I did a video earlier today while I was recapping Love and Marriage DC and Love and Marriage Huntsville stories. We also talked about some of the Real Housewives of Potomac news that's been coming out. So if you missed that, be sure to check out that video. All right. But in a podcast, a live show that she was doing with Carlos King, Tamar talked about her being asked to be a part of the Real Housewives of Atlanta, because, you know, she's in Atlanta, and as you know, they're doing a form of a reboot for the Real Housewives of Atlanta. However, we do know that Porsha, Kenya are returning, and now people are speculating that Sheree might be returning as well. So this is what Tamar Braxton said recently when she was a part of this live show that Carlos was doing in Atlanta. And she says that I had a conversation, but the truth is there's just no way I'm going to sit for makeup, get a wig put on, get my makeup beat to argue with a bunch of B-words for nothing. I can't do it. Let me tell you something. All money ain't good money. It's just not. And this is what I said. What's for me won't miss me. It's not worth my mental to sit up here and get into an argument with another black beautiful woman about nothing so other people can think this is what we're about. So you will understand why I'm talking about this along with this K. Michelle story. I want to repeat what she said in this conversation. It's not worth my mental to sit up here and get into an argument with another black beautiful woman about nothing so other people can think this is what we're about. At some point, you have to take responsibility for what you put on the TV screen. At some point, you have to take responsibility for what you put on the TV screen. Okay? So as you know, Tamar has had some back and forth with a bunch of different people on social. The last one that we were doing, it was with her coworker at Dish Nation. All right. I apologize. I can't think of the name at this particular moment. But there was a back and forth. All right. We talked about that. We talked about the Candy beef being reignited between Tamar and Candy. All right. And even then, I was like, okay, I'm hoping that Tamar will do better. We even talked about Tamar's on-again, off-again, I think it's off-again relationship with the Bang-Yang-Yang man, all right, JR, and what that relationship looked like. And then we also talked about how Tommy, you know, Tommy from the Zeus Network and Love & Hip Hop had to drag her and get her together on social media, okay? I say all this to say I had hopes that Tamar would grow. And at this point, when you expect someone to do something that they continue to show that they're not going to do, that's the definition of insanity. All right? So maybe I'm insane. Okay? So I saw this interview from our friends over at We Sound Crazy Podcast. Go check out the full episode. Go give them some support. This was their 100th episode, and they had Tamar on there. And they were talking about Beyoncé moving into the world of country music with this country album. And she talks about how, you know, this is so great that all these, you know, black country artists are being highlighted. She said that she's even a fan of some of the folks. Take a look at what she said. And when she mentions an unknown artist or artists that shouldn't be doing country music, shouldn't be getting into country music. There are clues in what she says.
So Tamar, Cowboy Carter came out some weeks back, Beyonce's new album. What do you think about her moving to country?
You know, I knew you guys were going to ask me about that.
Did you?
I did. I think that black country is so necessary.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so happy that people with talent who can actually sing country music that are black people are finally getting the recognition they deserve.
Pause. Again, you have to pay attention to her words, okay? She's already taking jabs. And I know you're probably thinking, you're reading too much into this. Oh, no. Tamar is not slick, y'all. We're not dumb. She's already taking, because at this point, anyone talking about black country music, they have not talked about it in this way since Beyonce. So who exactly who has been very open about doing country music? K. Michelle was the first one in recent years in regards to talking about getting into country music as a person that was in R&B but always wanted to do country music. She's been honing this country project for a while. Monica, the singer, recently said that she was getting into country music. I don't think that she's taking shots at Monica because ain't nobody want to take a shot at Gunica. Just saying. Let's continue.
That's what I think.
And she's a Texas girl. She's country.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I don't know. I just really appreciate Beyonce for opening the door for all the other black artists that has, you know, rode that wave behind the floodgates.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm just really appreciative for her.
Great.
That's awesome.
These people can really sing. They're talented.
Yeah.
What's that one black guy who could sing? Like, he sings so low.
Tony
Evans Jr.
He's on the show.
Yeah.
Man, I really appreciate his artistry, man.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
I'm sure he'd be good. He'd be happy to hear that.
It's true.
Yeah.
I started following him because just to hear him sing, that thing is sing.
Yeah.
And it's also another black. It's like two black girls I like. One little brown skinned little girl.
That's Tanner, right?
That's her real name, Tanner.
I think so. But right. We'll keep going.
And then there's another girl who kind of looked like the Beyonce campaign. I know what you're talking about.
I can't remember her name, but yeah.
She's talented too.
We'll figure it out.
But I appreciate it. I like it. Because it was a couple of people who should not have been singing country black music that was awful. And it was concerning for me.
Care to mention a few?
No, but you know what I mean. I'm not trying to be funny. Yeah. I'm not trying to be funny. It just didn't sound good. Yeah. Yeah. And you got to make sure if you're going to step into a new genre of music and represent us, that you got to represent.
That'd be right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You got to be right.
Again, first of all, we haven't even heard any country music from Monica. So Monica can't even be included in this conversation. We have heard a couple of country songs from K. Michelle. And I know some of you that may not even know about the K. Michelle and Tamar beef and where it started from and that there is a connection. But for someone that's been doing pop culture for a long time, I know the beef. As soon as I heard it, I said, this was unnecessary and this was corny of Tamar. But that is in line with what Tamar does all the time. First of all, you could sit here and celebrate these artists and that just be the conversation. But she decided, instead of just celebrating these artists, to take a jab at K. Michelle. She didn't say K. Michelle's name because she knew K. Michelle would respond and read her down and get her in her feelings like she's done before. Okay, let me remind you where this beef stems from. This beef stems from years ago, from Love & Hip Hop, when K. Michelle was on Love & Hip Hop. All right? So VH1 reminds us where the beef stemmed from because, again, Love & Hip Hop. So they remind us, he says, Tamar posted a not-so-cryptic tweet, all right, saying, oh, have fun and let this girl sell her fairy tale. Because this is when K. Michelle was opening up about the abusive relationship that she was in with Memphis, who was married at the time to Toya Johnson. At the time of the filming, K. Michelle was already broken up with him. He had honed her career, brought it to Jive Records, and then she said he tried to ruin her career. Many presume Tamar was referring to K. Michelle. Because this is the thing about Tamar, and this behavior stems for years, and she continues to do it. She will throw her rock and then hide her hand and be like, "That I never said that. I never said that. I didn't say her. Why are people assuming it's her?" So many presume that Tamar was referring to K. Michelle's allegations of physical abuse from her former boyfriend, Memphis, particularly because Tamar is friends with the wife of the accused woman beater. Oh, damn. Subtweets were sent from both directions, and at one point, Tamar sent out a cease and desist, oh Lord, to K. Michelle after feeling threatened, she said. So they write, they says, that should have been the end of that, but a year later, she sent out another subtweet, meaning Tamar, aimed at K. Michelle over a wig. They say, no, really, she did that, and that's kept this thing, these two going at it. They say Tamar took more shots at K. Michelle on both Power 105's morning show, The Breakfast Club, as well as the Arsenio Hall show. During the latter appearance, she, when asked about her rival, Tamar told Arsenio, who? Kmart? Where they sell Nikki's clothes at? That's the only K I know. K. Michelle noted that for someone who says they're being bullied, Tamar sure has a knack for the verbal jab. In a more recent interview on the Scorpio show, K. Michelle says that she's done with the beef, but reiterated that she's never started the beef and won't stand for people talking reckless about her. K. Michelle explained, I always win arguments, and just because I win them doesn't mean I start them. And this is another indication, because we haven't seen these two talk about each other at all in recent years or days, okay? However, I knew immediately what Tamar was doing in this instance. And for me, it was unprovoked. It was unnecessary. And like I said, it was corny. Just celebrate the win for these up-and-coming artists that are having this moment in country music. But no, you decided to take a jab. And this is why Beyonce is Beyonce, because a lot of people were like, oh, everyone check on K. Michelle. Beyonce's releasing a country album. K. Michelle's like, I've been doing this for a very long time. I am not worried. There's room for all of us. Only for Beyonce, after the release of Cowboy Carter, to send beautiful flowers. I know she sends them to everyone. But still, it was her way of saying, you know, keep going. Thank you for helping break barriers in this industry. Because Beyonce also, part of the reason why she did this country album, of course, this is a part of who she is, was because of what she experienced at the Country Music Awards. So she knew how to be a class act in this moment, what we hope that Tamar could learn would be something like that. Something like that. Because again, this was unnecessary of Tamar, but I knew that this is what it was. And I said, you know what? I'm going to call it out because I have been really trying to say, look, Tamar has grown. Tamar has evolved. Look how she handled the Bang Yang Yang Man situation. Only for us to be back here in the same moment. But as always, you guys have thoughts and opinions, and please feel free to share them. Please feel free to share them.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros, two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
Hey, hey, it's Donna from Daily Dose of Donna. Every weekday afternoon on the Daily Dose of Donna podcast, I cover all of the reality TV and celeb gossip and breaking news. I'm a former TV casting director. My husband works in reality TV, and I live for the housewives, the sister wives, the southern charmers, and the summer housers. And let's be honest, all of the drama. I'll give you a day's worth of celebrity and reality news weekday afternoons in just under an hour. New episodes of Daily Dose of Donna post weekday afternoons and are now available in video on Spotify. Subscribe to Daily Dose of Donna, that's D-A-N-A, on your podcast app.
Am I crazy? Probably not. So it was only a matter of time before K. Michelle would see the fan reaction to the recent interview that Tamar Braxton did on the We Sound Crazy podcast, where she made some subtle shade towards singers that were crossing over into the country music space while they were talking about Beyoncé's impact on Black country music.
Because it was a couple of people who should not have been singing country Black music that was awful, and it was concerning for me.
Care to mention a few?
No, but
well, K. Michelle has a response, and so does Tamar Braxton. Welcome back to the Kempire Channel, your number one source for pop culture news and music, entertainment, reality TV, and so much more. As always, be sure to like this video, subscribe to the channel, and hit that notification bell so you never miss out on breaking news when we go live or when we upload. Guys, don't forget, we are also available. The audio version of our live shows and special episodes are available on the Kempire podcast. And while you're there, don't forget to give us a 5-star rating. So we were just talking about this story yesterday in regards to Tamar Braxton's interview that she did with the We Sound Crazy podcast. And she was talking about the impact that Beyoncé had on Black country music. And she was making little jabs in particular to people that were crossing over into the country music space. There aren't a lot of people that are crossing over into the country music space. K. Michelle has been openly talking about doing that, all right? Even Beyoncé sent her flowers and a card talking about her crossover into that, all right? So I do see there are a handful of people saying, how do we know that Tamar was even saying that? How do we know that Tamar was talking about K. Michelle? Because at this point, we are delusional if we do not see Tamar's antics and the way that she moves. It was very clear. My thing is, as I said before in the previous video, Tamar didn't have to say anything. She didn't have to say anything shady about anyone crossing over into the music space. She could have just celebrated in this moment, because I also see the comments where some people, not in our comment section, but I've seen on social media where people are saying, why we always got to pit Black women against each other? Because people like Tamar is the one that started it. She was already pitting Black people in this country space against each other. Instead of celebrating the Black artists that were featured on Beyoncé's album, the Black artists that were coming behind her because she's opened up this door and opened up a whole new audience to them, she could have just kept focus on that instead of making a snide remark. And we already know who she was referring to, because there aren't a lot of people, at least well-named people, that are doing that. I mentioned two in our last video, K. Michelle and Monica. However, we haven't heard any new music from Monica in regards to the country music that she's working on. The only person that we've heard from is K. Michelle. And we also know that Tamar Braxton and K. Michelle have a history of beef that started, again, with Tamar. If you want background on that, check the previous video that we did in regards to that. But all of you said, and when K. Michelle responds with a Muppet comment, then Tamar's going to come to the internet and cry bullying. We don't condone bullying of any kind. I'm just going to preface by saying that. However, you all called it because K. Michelle has now responded in several tweets. All right. But for those that want to know a little history behind the Muppet conversation, here's a clip of Tamar talking about the Muppet conversation.
You think you chew me up when you call me a Muppet? You want to know the real story behind it? Story time. Shade Room Edition. The person had called me that never saw me before. I'm sorry, I'm just saying this because that person really thought that A, calling me a Muppet. But the person who had called me that had never saw me before. And when they called me that, they had everybody, you know, calling me, you know, I'm a Muppet, I'm like a Muppet, Miss Piggy. And when I met that person, I swear to God, you can ask Auntie Patty that because she was right there. Now, the only reason why they had met me because my Auntie Patty had called me and told me, I don't think they knew that, you know, Patty is like my aunt, like in real life. Like, I met her, like the first time our families met was like, maybe, how was I, mommy? Like 11, 12 years old. Yeah, so it's like a long time. I'm 46, so if you can imagine, like, that's my aunt. You know what I'm saying? Zori's like my cousin. I just went to his 50th birthday party, like my real auntie. So the woman of the world come up to me and she go, oh my God, you're so beautiful. And I look, I ain't even gonna hold y'all. It took everything. I just kind of ate with that story, just like you felt like you ate with that Muppet story. See what I'm saying? See why it don't bother me? Okay. Everybody back?
Here's the thing. All that snapping while she's eating, I'm like, okay, Tamar. And when she mimicked what K. Michelle did to her, remember, they performed together in honor along with Patti LaBelle. That's the Patti she was referring to. But when she replayed what K. Michelle did, I know K. Michelle did it. And K. Michelle is a sarcasm queen, all right? Speaking of K. Michelle, so as I said to you guys before, K. Michelle took to her social media to respond. We knew this response was coming, and we knew who Tamar was talking about. Stop this whole, we don't know who she's talking about because she didn't say it. That's Tamar's MO. That is Tamar's MO. So K. Michelle says this in a couple of tweets. She says, I spy with my little eye, a leprechaun in my DMs. Sigh. She says, imagine you keep playing with someone who's minding their business, then boom, they sick of you, one tweet and screenshot, and it's over for you. She says, I don't pull stunts, Raggedy Ann, I pull cards. Ooh, y'all done woke up K. Michelle. She has been quiet working on her music. So K says, before we get to that, K also says this. Loud cackling hyena, and then she posts a picture of a Muppet, okay, of a Muppet with blonde hair and big eyelashes. She says, how many times are you going to keep calling for something you can't handle upon its arrival? Huh, Janice? Then Kay says, now I'm going back into my place of slumber, peace, and positivity. I have some goals to accomplish, and I'm grateful for every blessing I'm receiving. She says, I could go there, but I'm going back to minding my business and singing these songs. All right. Then she says, I've grown, I've healed, but I'm not weak. That's the thing. People think because you become spiritual or you mature that if someone comes at you at the right time in the right way, that you will respond. She says, I've grown, I've healed, but I'm not weak. Leave me alone. I'll turn the other cheek, but I'll slap yours first. Damn, come on. Well, now Tamar is responding because everyone is speculating and talking about, oh, Tamar, what you gonna do now? What you gonna do now? Well, Tamar retweets someone's comment that where they at her. They said, Tamar's not talking about K. Michelle. We've been down that road before. I'm sure neither wants to revisit that. Okay, that's probably a Tamartian. Tamar responds and says, I absolutely was not. I said a few artists. I paid homage to Beyoncé for bringing positive attention to country music. There are people who I don't address and don't mention shade to keep mess away. Okay. Where was all this chatter when my song went number one? I mind my business and go to work. Tamar, you know how you could have left the speculation out? You could have left that part of your conversation about people crossing over into country music. How about you stay positive in your comments on country music? Because there was really nothing negative to say in that moment. Why even make a comment? Why leave the door open for people to speculate on, oh, who could she be talking about? Again, there aren't a lot of people crossing over from one genre of music into country music in the black space. So, of course, people are going to assume that's who you're talking about. But again, you have shown a pattern of behavior. Do not sit here and make it seem as if we are the dumb ones. This tweet is just gaslighting the audience for us not to see. Your pattern of behavior is consistent with an immature child. This is what you have done. Because immediately when I saw it, I was like, oh, here she go. Here she go. Just when you thought that she's learned and grown, no. And then she wants to, and all of you have been saying in the comments section, watch her throw a rock and then try to hide her hand. And here she is doing that. Tamar has not changed. And if there were any hope of her changing, I've let that go. And if you haven't, you need to. Guys, as always, I want to know your reaction to Tamar Braxton responding to K. Michelle responding per usual. No growth, but here we are.
Thanks for tuning in to Kempire here on the Kempire Radio Podcast. As always, don't forget to give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. And for everything Kempire Radio, head on over to KempireRadio.com.
What does everybody do when you're shopping online? You jump right to the reviews. You want to see what all the other customers are saying. You want to see all the ratings. Well, look, Boll & Branch did this for you already. In a recent customer survey, 96% said the Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. And if you're like me, you've been searching around trying to find the right sheets because look, sheets make a huge impact on how you sleep. You want to feel cozy. Boll & Branch is here. They've got buttery, breathable sheets. Buttery sounds good for sheets, doesn't it, Steele?
Buttery sounds amazing. I want to lay in butter every night. That's what I want to
do. Isn't that the best? Yeah.
But you know what's even better?
What's that?
Not getting butter on me. Just having the sensation of laying
just
in
butter. Just laying in the butter, but there's not butter there. That's what Boll & Branch is going to deliver to you. Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets that you've ever felt. And this is exactly what I want. They've got 13 different colors that you can roll through for every occasion, matches your bedspread, whatever season it might be. I went with the pewter. What color did you go with?
I went straight up white.
Classic.
Classic. You know, our bedroom has a lot of white in it, so we just went classic.
That's a good move. That's definitely a good move. And look, since I've gotten these, I love them. I've washed them a couple different times. I don't know how often everybody washes their sheets, but I try to put it together. I wash my sheets more and more with these because they get softer and softer every time that you wash. And the best part is there's a 30-night worry-free guarantee. So you can wash, style, and sleep in their sheets for an entire month. If you don't love them, you can send them right back. Sleep better at night with the softest sheets from Boll & Branch. Get 15% off your first order when you use promo code BROVBROS at BollAndBranch.com. That's Boll & Branch, BollAndBranch.com. Promo code BROVBROS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, hey, it's Donna from Daily Dose of Donna. Every weekday afternoon on the Daily Dose of Donna podcast, I cover all of the reality TV and celeb gossip and breaking news. I'm a former TV casting director. My husband works in reality TV, and I live for the housewives, the sister wives, the southern charmers, and the summer housers. And let's be honest, all of the drama. I'll give you a day's worth of celebrity and reality news weekday afternoons in just under an hour. New episodes of Daily Dose of Donna post weekday afternoons and are now available in video on Spotify. Subscribe to Daily Dose of Donna, that's D-A-N-A, on your podcast app.